This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking about money, specifically the really bad money, the state money. The government money.
Fiat money.
The fiat money. The central bank money. And we're talking about the worst of it on the planet right now. The Venezuelan Bolivar Soberano, which has just been wrecked by hyperinflation. People are in bad shape there. But they're in better shape now because of the U.S. dollar, oddly enough. You know, we're critics of the dollar here on Free Talk Live. On the average day on the air here, we will say, you know, and we're not investment advisors, just to be clear. I don't claim to know a whole lot about any of that. But I do know that I don't like government money. And I do know that they inflate the government money supply. All of the governments, all of the central banks, they have the same policy. The only question is, how fast are they doing it? How much are they cranking out the new bills? How much are they inflating the zeros, the money in the digital systems? Because they can, and they will. They have the power to inflate their supply of money, and they will, use that inflation to benefit their friends and punish their enemies. And that's just the way it is the world around. And sometimes people in power go crazy, and they inflate faster than other people in power around the world. And their money goes into hyperinflation, and people want to get out of it even sooner. Because the average American, while they may understand at some level that there is inflation, they may not really grasp what it means.
Oh, I don't know, man. Do you ever see the video where they ask, can you identify this country without any of this different states? Basically, it's a picture of the United States, and most people can't identify
it. Wait, it's just like a photo, or not photo, but a graphic of the United States outline?
Outline, but without the individual states, like at least.
And does it show you Mexico and Canada above, or is it just
it's
the outline?
It's just the country.
Okay.
And most people can't identify.
They don't know. It's most people.
I believe it was.
No.
Most people cannot identify.
No.
The country that they live in.
Okay, but they must be able to identify the fact that this decade their grocery cart costs more than it did a decade before. If they've been around for three decades,
you're asking
four
a
decades.
Lot. The just people are not. You know, it's sad that there's a few smart people out there, but most people are not that bright. The people that were around you and around me, probably are brighter than average. Your average individual, though, you know, they kind of segregate you in schools and so on. And especially if you go to a better school or you live in a better area, you're going to have more of those.
I mean, I get what you're saying that, you know, obviously not everybody's the brightest bulb in the basket, clearly, right? There's different people
and
with different
people,
levels of intelligence.
Parents that are, you know, brighter are going to generally have better kids, and they're going to go to the areas which are better off and send them to better schools, and along with other people who are brighter. And
you'd really
and so you
have
end
to
up
know.
With, you know, what you perceive as the people around you does not represent the average.
But look, even if you're below average, you should know that you're spending more money now than you did in the past to buy the same amount of goods,
look
right?
Look at the number of kids who graduate from high school who can't read.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you can't identify the money that's coming out of your wallet. I mean, maybe I'm just an optimist, and I think that people... Maybe I give people too much credit. I mean, I know that when I go to the grocery store and I buy a basket full of groceries, it costs more than it cost me a decade ago. A loaf of bread costs more than it cost a decade ago. And it costs way more than two decades ago.
I think the reality is that if I were to ask my parents or my brothers, they probably would be like, they could identify that. And I'm not saying these people are smart. I'm simply saying that they're not average.
I don't think that they would know how to define inflation, but I think they can observe inflation.
I think they would observe that the what they get for their money has gone down, but I don't necessarily think the average person on the street would. Sadly.
So who can, then?
You know, people who are, you know, at least...
You think you have to be above average intelligence?
Above average intelligence.
Wow. All right. Well, if you want to weigh in on this...
give us a call. What do you think?
Yeah, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Mark's kind of got a similar view, and I don't think you have as bad as Mark does, where Mark kind of like really looks down his nose at people, and he thinks people are stupid.
I don't look down my nose at people. It's just, you know, I'm not denying what I perceive, what I see, you know.
I think people are ignorant of the reason for it, but I think they can observe what's happening around them, right? Like, humans are pretty good, no matter how dumb they might be, at detecting patterns, right? Like, that's kind of what people do. They detect patterns, or pattern recognition devices, basically. And you can recognize if you're getting screwed over, right? Like, you can recognize if a thing costs twice as much.
Average and above average, I agree. I think you're right. But I think people who are below average, that's the problem. And that's, you know, that makes up, obviously, it's at your average. So,
yeah, I think the average person probably can tell the difference between the grocery carts, but may not understand that it's government inflating the money supply that is a large cause of that change.
I think people who are above average would not understand that, actually. So
they don't understand inflation is what you're saying.
They don't understand inflation. Mm-hmm. I think it's only when you get maybe to the top 10% people start to understand inflation.
I think part of that is true because the government schools misinform about that.
Certainly the government schools don't help the situation anyway.
No, they absolutely can make it worse because they tell people that inflation is a rise in prices. And that's not true.
I would bet if we went down to the college in Keene here, I bet you most of the kids wouldn't be able to tell you what inflation was.
Oh, I agree with you.
I mean, and these are above average. This is a group of people who are above average.
Are they, though? I mean, college is pretty typical these days, so I would say college is average.
It is more so, but you still don't have... I would love to see the statistics.
And Keene State is not an above average college.
I would agree with you on that, but I think...
Keene State's like... that's the school people send their kids to if they can't go anywhere
else. Do you happen to know what the statistics are for kids attending college and then graduating from college?
I do not.
Because I know a lot of kids go to college, but they don't graduate from college. Mm-hmm. So
they're probably the smart ones who figured out they can get a job and like not have to spend $100,000.
I think it's a small percentage of them, you're right, and the other percentage of them
they can't hack it. They get too drunk.
They can't handle not getting a degree because they're not smart enough to go and make it on their own.
Or
right?
They're just drinking every night and they can't, you know, get the work done.
Those are the kids who usually drop out.
That's what I'm talking
because
about.
Because they're not really, you know, they don't have it all together.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What do you think about people's knowledge when it comes to inflation? A little bit more here from what's happening in Venezuela, where there's now an official, unofficial policy of look the other way from the government, where the president of Venezuela has even acknowledged that the greenback, he thanked God in November for the U.S. dollar, even though... he won't allow the government to allow people to have bank accounts in the dollar. So it's sort of, now it's tolerated, but it's not embraced. It's there, and it's allowed,
it's
but
still
it's unofficial.
Legal, but we're only going to use it to put our thumb on the people we don't like.
Yeah, exactly. and now, if the regime were to follow in the footsteps of countries, this is, by the way, Bloomberg.com, if they were to follow in the footsteps of El Salvador or Ecuador that have formally adopted the dollar as their currency, Venezuelans would turn in their bolivar, which would be destroyed, exchanging them for dollars from the government's remaining reserves at a determined exchange rate. That would go a long way toward ending hyperinflation and restoring incentives to save and invest. Now, although I have to wonder how political that process would be, because, you know, if the government sets an exchange rate, that's what's been ignored by the Venezuelans forever. That's why there's a black market exchange rate in Venezuela. And the government for many years has had an official exchange rate, which was way different from what the black market exchange rate was. So nobody in their right mind would want to exchange through the government's means because they won't get as many dollars for their bolivar as they do in the black market. So there's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. One of the guys they quoted in the story says, the government has turned a blind eye to this. Now we're living with ropes around our necks like fugitives. We got more coming up here, and you can join the discussion on the air with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Digital. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Welcome with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
LibertyCon is coming up April 3rd through the 5th. That'll be here before you know it. 3 months away in Washington, D.C. for people that want to network with the more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, say for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. You get to do that. Plus, hear from some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, Vernon Smith, who won a Nobel Prize in Economics, Miriam Issa, pop culture expert and political commentator, and Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker, and then he wrote a book called The Black Swan, and I imagine he's written others. There's still more. You can visit LibertyCon.com to learn more about the other speakers and things happening there. And when you register, use code FTL, and you'll save $10 on the already very affordable registration, like shockingly affordable registration, under $100. That's before the discount to attend this thing. That's the regular price if you're a student. Knock half price off because they're giving great deals for students. They want young people to attend this. They're even offering student travel scholarships, meaning they'll help you get to the event. And there are discounted rooms for everyone staying at the Marriott Marquis there. It's April 3rd through the 5th for LibertyCon. Use code FTL at LibertyCon.com to save $10. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Bobby is in Chicago. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Chris, I'd like to ask you a question, hypothetical, that is, based on actual events. Are you capable of having a conversation?
Great. Go right ahead. You don't have to lie about your name, though, James. Go ahead.
And Bobby's my middle name.
I don't
lie, but I'm not calling from the Windy City. And why would I
Bobby.
Have to do that? I'll call him and say I'm James next time. I'll even give him my full name.
Go right ahead, Bobby.
No, please call me James then.
Okay,
I don't
James.
Want you to call me by my middle name. Chris, if somebody were to hypothetically make like somebody with a wrench and hit Ian Bernard over the head, and that someone would watch Ian Bernard strangled to death, and that someone were to give Ian Bernard's killer, murderer that is, a lift to the airport, wouldn't it be a travesty of justice if that someone had to spend 8 years in prison, if the King Pigs Department, as you call them, captured that person, and that someone, by the way, completely lied to the King Pigs Department while that murderer was on the lam? And wouldn't it be a travesty of justice if that murderer got away forever and ended up having a lake home in New Hampshire and had a wife and kid while Ian Bernard was still dead and Ian Bernard's loved ones, assuming he has any, I actually don't think his parents care for him or respect him at all. That's an aside point. But Chris, wouldn't it be a travesty of justice if that someone had to do 8 years in prison?
I am not even entirely sure. So you're saying that Mark is a murderer and Ian, you're going to kill,
correct? Who said anything about Mark? You did. I asked you a question. If somebody that murdered Ian Bernard, watched Ian Bernard murdered, had to do 8 years in prison, wouldn't that be a travesty of justice?
Oh, so you're saying
answer
that
yes,
I...
Mark,
well, let him answer the question.
Okay.
You asked the question.
I need to understand what you're saying. So you're saying effectively that I would be the one spending 8 years in prison because you murdered Ian.
No, you idiot. I said an accomplice of someone. I never said anything about me.
Well, I know you're
he's saying hold on, James. Let me translate for you here. James is saying that if somebody murdered me and only had to do 8 years in prison, wouldn't that be a travesty of justice?
No, that's not what I said. I said if someone were to hit you over the head, incapacitate you, so to speak, and that same someone were to watch somebody strangle you to death, Ian Bernard.
Right.
And then that same someone gave the murderer a lift to the airport.
And lied to the cops.
Let the cat out of the bag, Chris. Mark Edgington did just that. So I ask you, wouldn't it be a travesty of justice if somebody like Mark Edgington only did 8 years in prison?
Okay, did you understand the question? It was a meandering, long question, but did you understand it?
Okay, so he's talking effectively about the murder that was committed by Mark.
In 1989. Mark was charged with murder. He didn't allegedly commit the murder.
This isn't a secret.
He assisted the murderer in the ways that James described. There was a wrench involved. Mark allegedly hit the person with the wrench. I think he will admit to having done that. So I probably shouldn't say allegedly. You know, that happened, and he's not proud of it. Obviously, but would that be a travesty of justice is the question that James asked.
If he only did 8 years, I'm not necessarily convinced that that would be a tragedy. No.
All right. James, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, you're a real stick in the head, and I like how you had to think about it because you had to think about your friendship with Morrison.
How many years should he go to prison for?
I don't believe in throwing somebody in prison.
I want to get his answer, Chris. How many years should he have gone for? Go ahead.
Since you asked the question, Ian, Mark Edgington helped a murderer get away with it. Like I already alluded to, a murderer could literally have gotten away with it and grown up to have a wife and kid and have a nice lake house. And
the murderer in this case didn't get away with it. Mark was a dumbass.
Back to Mark Edgington, by the way. I never mentioned Mark's name.
Well, how many years is appropriate? If it's not 8 to 9, how many do you want to see these people who assist a murderer?
The murderer that helped the murderer get away while a murderer was on land to go to prison forever.
Forever.
Chris.
So even though Mark, who is not who you're talking about, but also who you're talking about, even though he's turned his life around, he's no longer the same scumbag teenager that he was when he was 17. He's now like 47 or 48 or something like that. Even though he's turned his life around, he's actually a model of an example of someone who actually was corrected by his time in prison.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I certainly think, I don't think there's something wrong with Mark. I'm just saying that I don't know if the system actually fixed him.
Well, but at the very least, he is a turnaround.
He's come around to the fact that
if he were in prison for the rest of his life, he wouldn't have had that chance.
I don't even know if when he was committing the act, whether or not he thought it was like the right thing to do, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I haven't talked to him enough about it. But
my understanding of what Mark has told me over the years about it was he was pretty impressionable and scared. And he made mistakes.
Yeah,
you know? He screwed up.
It,
and somebody died.
Right, right. I mean, I don't have. Maybe you do, but I don't believe that somebody who has committed murder, the best solution is to throw them in jail and throw away the key. I mean, I think this is.
I agree with you.
It doesn't justify what they maybe did.
No.
But it doesn't help the world, right? I mean, it's one thing to try and protect the rest of society or other people, from future potential harm. But in most cases, murderers aren't necessarily going to be serial murderers.
That's right. They don't
even see a day in jail.
Thank you for the call, James. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Earlier, Chris, you were talking about the shocking level of ignorance that a lot of people in the United States have. I'm sure it's worldwide as well, but you know, going through government education is basically a process that is a dumbing down for people. It definitely does not allow people to shine brightly. Yeah. It does not encourage independent thought. It doesn't encourage people to improve themselves in any particular way. So we're going to talk a little bit about that because you cited a some kind of a study, or maybe it was just an informal poll of people in the United States who had to identify or were asked to identify the United States on not a map, but just like a silhouette, basically, of the U.S., like,
yeah,
with no other countries connected to it, just on a white, you know, backboard.
Outline, yeah.
Yeah, a black silhouette.
I mean, you knew it was a country.
Yeah.
Which one?
Right. Yeah, which one? So we'll talk a little bit about that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Also, I do want you to know about balance of nature. Now, it can be a challenge these days to eat right all the time, especially with travel and work schedules getting in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. So Balance of Nature can help you. They've got three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping. Plus, Balance of Nature will give you the best pricing, and after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. Here's how you get that offer. You go to balanceofnature.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL. I think somebody put this in the Discord chat, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was, but this is the video from Jimmy Kimmel, came out August of 2019, and I have not actually, I've not actually screened this for profanity, but it's on ABC, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be safe for the air. It is only 2 minutes long, and it's entitled, Can You Name This Country?
Did something fun and hopefully educational. We went on the street with a map of the United States. We blacked it out so you can't see the shapes of the states, and we asked people walking by to name this country.
We want to know if people recognize this country right here.
The United States.
Okay, she got it.
Oh, okay, good.
It's like a blonde girl with big, sunglasses on, maybe in her mid to late 20s.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a trick question. I got a little nervous.
What country is it? It's America. Good job.
Okay, all right.
America?
You got it.
This guy's turning it upside down.
There's a country right now that's been all over the news. Trump tweets about it a lot.
Okay, so that was the crew. The guys who were, doing this thing, after a bunch of people had gotten it right,
yeah,
they then flipped it upside down, and now they're asking people what country it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if Americans recognize it by its shape. This is it right here.
North Korea?
Germany?
These are all young people.
Is this Canada?
Maybe Australia, if we put it...
This is what I'm talking about. People don't even recognize the shape of the United States.
This dude has a shirt on that says USA on it.
Yeah, and it's funny because this is a trick question. Like, it's sort of like they're trying to trick you, right?
Yeah,
so like you think
that's
you
why
take
they're
on
the streets.
Right, you think you take a look at this, and it's like...
And now they've got it actually rotated. So initially they'd rotated it to where it's upside down. Now it's rotated to where Maine and Florida, that side of the country, mm-hmm. are at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've rotated it again. Here we go.
Yeah.
So now, dude, this guy who they're asking is now rotating it on his own to look at it.
No, it's not Australia.
I don't think so. It's the U.S. It's upside down.
Who just helped you?
My mom.
Lori, she even needed assistance.
Yeah.
Do you recognize this country?
No.
No. Can you take one guess?
Uganda. No, Australia? I don't know. Is that a country?
Is Australia a country? Did he really just say that?
Yeah, I think he did.
That's America.
He just tilted his head and recognized it.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, most of these people are like, they don't even know what a country, like, they don't even know Australia is a country. I mean, it's...
Well, they are... It is tricky, right? Like,
tricky.
No, it's not that tricky. It is, though, outside of what people are expecting. And so, I don't know. If they'd left it the normal right side up way, I bet it would have been like 99 or 9 out of 10 people that got it right. That's why they changed it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that.
It's a good gimmick.
I still think, though, that just because the country is turned upside down when you're living in it, and you know the outline, and you've had, 12 years at least of public education, minimally, right? You should be able to identify it still.
That's a good one. America.
Is that Canada?
Close. They have a strong Russian influence.
Okay, is it Syria?
No. Their last election, they elected a crazy person.
Oh, is it North Korea?
I
want
to know if Americans can name this
brainwash.
This guy.
This is brainwashing.
Okay, so this next guy here is wearing a Captain America outfit. He's actually dressed as Captain America with the shield and everything. Here we go.
Europe.
All right, then.
I would forgive people. Listen, I would forgive people. I'm not that harsh, but like I would forgive people if they were like they didn't know every state in the United States. Because there's a lot of them. There's 50.
I would probably mix a couple of them up.
I can forgive you for that, like not knowing the state, like if you wiped all the names off.
Right.
But the outline of the country.
Yeah, it's
of the continental United States, right? Like, I'm sorry, but like
it's pretty entertaining. Let's go to Gene. He's a world traveler, Gene the Christian Anarchist, on our Discord lines. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about what we're talking about on Discord right now, and that
what are
is
we talking about
civil,
on Discord?
Civil War.
Oh, really?
Okay. I just mentioned something that not all Confederates are bad, and of course, people said, "Well, you're just a horrible person." But
really, on our Discord, they would say that. That's a surprise. Yeah.
And I pointed out the simple fact that Lincoln said that if he could save the Union without freeing the slaves, he'd do so. And pointed out, there's also the fact that Lincoln himself didn't want the black people in the country. His solution
wasn't Lincoln a slave
was to. No, he wasn't. But his solution to the problem that he perceived was to send all the black people back to Africa.
Oh, so I'm thinking of George Washington. Sorry.
All this nonsense about the Civil War and how wonderful Lincoln was and how this had to be fought for the slaves, it's just propaganda from the winning side of that war, which was, of course, the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, slavery was a part of the issue, and nobody's denying that. But the real reason for the war was an economic it was an economic dispute. Now, slavery was part of the economics of the South. So, yes, that's a part of the big picture. But it's not the main reason for the war. And most of the poor people that were fighting in that war were one step up from slaves themselves. Most of them poor kids that died on the southern battlefield were nothing more than dirt poor farmers who never had a chance of ever owning a slave. So they're not interested in the institution of slavery. They're just patriotic boys wanting to go march into war for their flag.
Same thing it's always been.
Mm. Just like our patriotic boys today wanting to march into Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else, following that red, white, and blue flag. It is no different. So it was a war that didn't have to be fought because every other country on the planet managed to get rid of slavery, with the exception of a few Middle Eastern countries that still practice it today, without a war.
Gene, if you got more to say, stand by. We can bring it back here to discuss that, because that's absolutely true. And you can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. And the chat room, as he points out, is not always talking about what we're talking about on the air.
Oh, so clearly.
Thanks for bringing that up here on the air. And we'll continue in moments. You can weigh in on the Civil War, a little bit of history, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most
most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
You know, Chris, I've now heard three different people talking about renting the pavilion at Rogers Campground during ForkFest.
Oh, yeah?
For three completely different purposes. So I don't know who's going to end up getting it, if anyone, because ForkFest is, of course, a decentralized libertarian right. camping festival. There's no one who's in charge of the event. So if somebody wants to rent the facilities on the campground, they have to contract with the campground to rent whichever facility they want to. And there's a couple different ones, that, you know, a few different places they could rent. But the pavilion's like the big one. That's the one that's in the center of what they call the bowl. It's like a major spot for people to go to. It's large. It's the largest one that they've got. So there's been talk about a few different types of events happening there, and it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. Like, is someone going to rent the pavilion, and if so, what are they going to do with it? And how many days are they going to rent it for? I don't know. It's never happened before at ForkFest, but the event's growing. Interest in the event is growing, and that means new things are going to happen in 2020.
It's going to be exciting. ForkFest 2020.
Right, you're going to be attending.
I will definitely be there. I will be there for the entire week this year.
Didn't you miss a little bit of it this year?
I have not successfully attended a single ForkFest for the entire time. Not because I didn't want to be there, but because of other conflicting events. When you're sponsoring other stuff and you have to go and give talks at other events,
right.
It's like...
Linux conventions.
And we go to a lot of events, conventions with
Think Penguin
for software,
which
right, for my company. And I sometimes give talks.
Right.
And sometimes Bob gives talks, and or we also sponsor these events, and we have our table and at these events and kind of promoting the company. And
so you're excited. You're going to be coming to Forkfest 4. Some are calling it the Flippening because they're not only has it moved from before the Porcupine Freedom Festival now to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's also, some think, it may actually surpass the Porcupine Freedom Festival in number of attendees.
It very well might. We've seen a lot more marketing this year than we have in there hasn't really been marketed at all in past years.
There was a flyer
that was somebody put out one year, but other than that,
at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The Porcupine, but that was after the Forkfest, so
right. No one could attend that year. And the same thing was true in 2019, where we did the Sporks. There was like this camping forks, spoon/knife thing that we had made with the Forkfest.party URL emblazoned across it, and that was in the bags at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But as you pointed out, by that point, Forkfest was over, so we were advertising for Forkfest 2020.
Right.
So hopefully that did raise some awareness, and I've seen you've been advertising on the Linux Mint website for Forkfest.
I have. I also sent an email out to the Think Penguin mailing list. We got a couple of new faces in the Telegram room as a result of that. So it's
growing.
It's definitely
slowly.
Growing. Definitely growing.
And so it'll be interesting to see what crops up, because each individual that attends Forkfest decides what to do. Do you just want to go and camp and hang out with other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks? Or do you want to put something on? Do you want to, you know, put on a seminar or a band, you know, have a band play, or put on a gaming night or a poker table, or, you know, put on a play or something? You know, there's a bunch of different things that you could do. It's really up to you what you want to happen. There's been debates in the Forkfest chat room about a couple of things. Recently, people were debating vaccines, and I was like, hey, maybe you could have this debate at the event.
I don't want to go there.
So that could happen. You have a debate, whatever. And people that want to come to it will come to it. And people that don't want to, they won't. And that's fine, because there's always other things to do.
Absolutely.
When you're at these places. So check out Forkfest.party. It's going to be happening in late June. It starts June 29th and goes through July 5th. And that means it will include Independence Day. And that means it will include fireworks this year. So I think it's like, it's shaping up to be the best one yet.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fantastic.
Forkfest.party. Go check it out there.
It's the number one thing is definitely the people who are attending this event. It's not really anything else.
It's a good group.
I love the fact last year that we had crypto at every vendor that was there was taking it.
And that was a huge factor, and I hope that we get more crypto people out there this year. That's one thing we got to do is we got to get it marketed towards that community.
It's one area that nobody has attempted to market to, as far as I know.
Well, there aren't any crypto camping festivals that I know of except for this one.
No.
So,
I mean, it's funny because it's not even really a crypto camping festival. It just is a camping festival with
crypto.
Everybody taking crypto.
Right. Let's go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist, and he is on our Discord with us here. Gene, you called in about the Civil War and the end of slavery and how it ended sort of naturally through the marketplace in other places where they didn't need to have a civil war in most of the rest of the world. Go ahead.
Right. And pointing out that the Civil War wasn't primarily about slavery. There, it was secondarily about slavery. And before people get all bent out of shape thinking, I'm sure they can tell by my accent that I'm not a Southerner. I'm currently living in the South. I grew up in Minnesota, and I believed all my life, basically, that, you know, it was all about slavery. I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Well, that's what they told you in elementary school when they taught you about it, right?
Until I grew up and started checking into it with an open mind and looking at the actual words of Lincoln himself, it's pretty clear, if you have an open mind, that slavery could have been abolished without all those deaths. And they were primarily a bunch of young kids, just like today. They didn't know what the heck they were fighting over. And not only that, but there were there were some black people in the South that managed to get wealthy and become slave owners themselves. So, you know, this whole issue of slavery being used to dump a bunch of guilt on white people, I mean, yes, it was a bad thing, but
there was slavery all throughout the world, and it was black people, Chinese people, every other kind of people that were owning slaves as well. It wasn't mm-hmm. just white people.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a racial thing. Right. I mean, it was in the United States, but it wasn't just in the world. It wasn't a racial thing.
Yeah, people owned slaves of the same color.
Right. You know, it's actually interesting, and I don't recall all the details, but wasn't even after slavery was abolished in the United States, didn't a lot of people go, I forget what the country was, like, was it Liberia?
Liberia.
They went back to Liberia, and then they owned slaves of the black, like other black people there as slaves?
Well, I'd point out that after the Civil War was over, the slavery was only abolished in the South, and there were a few northern states that actually had some slavery for several years after the Civil War.
Really?
So this goes to show that it was not specifically about freeing the slaves.
Mm.
Because even after the end of the Civil War, there were some slaves in the North. And there were certain states. I can't remember which ones they are, but anybody who wants to go to Google can figure this out for themselves. These are just facts that I've discovered, and I just want to explain them to people so that they don't blame the South.
Right, right. So wasn't one of the reasons that Lincoln freed the slaves wasn't the whole point of that to undermine the ability of the Confederacy to, like operate their war effectively, or, you know, their independence?
Well, there wouldn't have been a war if it wasn't for the embargoes and things like that the North were putting on the South. And it was economic, but, you know, offhand, I can't tell you the exact reasons.
Well, didn't you read the quote earlier, or at least allude to the quote of Lincoln in his address where he said if he could have kept the country together by keeping slavery, he would have done that?
Yeah, but it wasn't
exactly.
I thought it was more detailed than that, in that when he freed the slaves, wasn't it just the Southern slaves?
That's right. Yeah, that's what he just pointed out.
And so the objective wasn't to free black people, or free slaves. It was actually like an economic to weaken the South so they couldn't, you know, have their independence.
And we lost more people in the Civil War than any other war, including World War II, really? Any of them. So
is that right? Civil more than War. World War II.
We come in at the tail end though of the World War I and World War II though?
I don't know.
If you add up World War I and World War II together, they do not equal the number of lives lost in the Civil War.
Yeah, I can believe it.
It's amazing.
We did a lot of supplying of the UK and so on to fight.
Well, I didn't do it. I wasn't here.
Good point. I obviously wasn't here, and I'm also not the government, and I wouldn't have either way. But.
Gene, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the perspective. That's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You want to talk to him? He's hanging out pretty much every night in our Discord server. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, hop in there. Don't forget to follow us on our video streaming platforms. We're on DLive at dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. DLive, we are like within striking distance of 1,000. I think we're at 997 followers there. So it's moved up a little, and it's moved back a little, so like two steps forward, one step back. So follow us there at dlive.lrn.fm and check Chris out over at freedomdecrypted.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.